fracking and horizontal drilling helped revolutionize the oil and gas industry over the past decade. But recently, that speedy growth has cost energy producers, pushing prices too low and now scaring off investors, causing bankruptcies to ravage the industry. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports Wyoming companies and state itself may be particularly vulnerable.
On January 27th of this year, oil and gas company Southland Royalty Company filed for bankruptcy. The state's 15th largest natural gas producer said in a filing, quote, "The debtor has suffered from the industry's general and sustained decline over the past several years," unquote. It went on, "It would take drastic measures to get back to profitability." It's become a familiar story as natural gas prices fall to their second lowest point in a decade, creating a glut in the market. Partner with the law firm Haynes & Boone, LLP in Texas, Buddy Clark, explains it makes sense that companies are deciding to hold off from producing.
I think the stakeholders are maybe deciding it's better to just take their losses now and get what they can off the table and not try to continue to keep these producers' lights on without any hope of ultimately getting repaid.
In Wyoming, several other companies are also feeling pressure. Ultra Petroleum, the state's largest natural gas producer, has suspended operations through 2020. Pinedale Energy Partners has suspended drilling. Jonah Energy is spending less money and planning to slow down production too. Those three companies alone account for 54% of Wyoming's natural gas. Outside of Wyoming, 42 U.S. and Canadian oil and gas companies filed for bankruptcy in 2019, a sharp uptick from the year before. And Buddy Clark says he expects bankruptcies to continue because the market is changing.
We are experiencing a transition from the original shale revolution to a more mature industry where the producers now understand much better the reservoirs that they're drilling into, how to complete them, and how to produce them.
For years, the name of the game was drill, baby, drill. Keep exploring, producing, selling, and repeat. But Clark says these days that approach is too risky. In 2015, investment was strong, but then many companies went bankrupt. Then in 2017, investors got confident again.
They jumped back in with both feet, invested a lot of money, and then they got burned again.
Burned again, as in 42 companies went bankrupt last year.
The market is telling producers we're not going to be fooled three times. You guys are either have to be a positive cash flowing business like everybody else, or, you know, you're not going to get our dollars invested in your company.
So the fracking horizontal drilling combo, which brought on the shale revolution, is making a transition. And Clark hopes it'll lead to more stability.
The next, call it shale 2.0, is going to be a little bit less of the wildcatter cowboy mentality and much more of the methodical manufacturing process.
Getting there is less easy. Paul Ulrich with Jonah Energy says, right now, it's not worth it for his company to drill very much. So they're looking at scaling down.
Then you'll see an overall production decline. And in our expectation in 2020, based on, you know, a limited drilling program, is a decline in production.
With similar moves from companies in the area, Ulrich estimates overall natural gas production will decline 15 to 25% annually in Wyoming. And while the entire country is feeling the low commodity prices and lack of investment, Ulrich says Wyoming is particularly vulnerable.
We're an export state. You know, we're quite far from markets that are meaningful. Our supply cost is higher due to our remoteness. Our cost of getting the gas to market is higher.
Landman with Kirkwood Oil and Gas, Steve Degenfelder, says there's also disadvantages on the bottom line in Wyoming, having to permit wells on federal land.
It forces operators who have drilling rigs under contract to, in some cases, drill wells where they don't want to, but they can get a drilling permit. And in some cases, they have to locate their wells, these horizontal wells, closer together.
So, to add it all up, over the past decade, natural gas production has fallen nearly 40% in Wyoming. Paul Ulrich says those multi-year low prices and reduced production will be noticeably tough, and not just for companies.
It doesn't take a mathematician to put the numbers together that Wyoming as a whole is going to have significant reduced revenues based on our production taxes. That will result in loss of tax revenue, loss of jobs, and really put Wyoming in a precarious situation.
Neither Buddy Clark, Ulrich, nor Degenfelder have any idea when prices will improve. But Clark says when they do, the focus will almost certainly be about less risk. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.